You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06. It's a Thursday morning, November 13th, 2025, and it's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota. From wherever you're spending your morning, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're not listening on the radio, if it's on a podcast or through the Civic Media app, social media, also great to have you along as we get things rolling for a Thursday. I got a question for you. Will you miss the penny? Because apparently the last of the pennies have been minted. I was looking in my change jar here. There's a lot of pennies in here. But, you know, seriously, when was the last time that it really, you know, was useful to have some pennies in your pocket? Except for that moment where, you know, they say something is $5.27. And you feel in your pocket, and you got the quarter, and you're like, oh, I do have two pennies. Wow. It doesn't really mean anything, though, does it? They've become kind of an annoyance over time. And so the last of the pennies have been minted. I mean, at least for now, I suppose they could always come back. But will you miss it? Remember when they actually meant something? Look over, you know, folks on social media. See that gumball machine behind me? I have a, you know, an old school gumball machine, you know, the kind you can get at department stores or whatever. And for the longest time, it sat on my desk at Channel 13 here in Eau Claire as I was anchoring the news. And I took the coin mechanism out of it. And people could just spin it all the time because I had it filled, and to this day it's still filled, not quite full right now, with M&Ms. And so anybody would just stop by, turn the crank a couple times and get it. But every so often somebody like wanted to put pennies in there. It's like, here, I want to help pay for the M&Ms. I'm like, I don't want your pennies. The pennies are a hassle. But maybe you think we should keep them around. Let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Do we need to get serious about dollar coins here? I mean, look at the time that we've tried the big old, Eisenhower silver dollars. We had the Kennedy 50-cent pieces. Those things were big as manhole covers. And then they went with the ones with Sacagawea, but they were too close to the size of a quarter, and so those got messed up. And yet it feels like every other country, as I travel around, has figured out the dollar coin. And even the $2 coin, what do they call it up in Canada? The loony, you know? Alicia's asking, are they peanut M&Ms? No, Alicia, I would not do that. Just M&Ms, just how God meant them to be. I don't know who infringed on a good recipe and put peanuts in there. I mean, if you like them, fine for you. I'm not judging you. Yes, I am. Roger on Facebook says the remaining JCPenney stores will now be known as JC Nickel. Very nice. Parker Olson is producing things down in Madison Studio A2. Somebody who I bet you has never stuck a penny in a gumball machine. Alicia telling me how rude. Again, you can like your peanut M&Ms.
That was rude, Pat.
I know.
Peanut M&Ms are superior.
No, let's not get crazy here.
They're pretty good, Pat.
They have their place.
My favorite M&M?
Right below M&Ms. Yes?
The caramel M&M.
See, now that's when they got weird. They started doing they put peanut butter in there. They put caramel. I mean, the M&Ms are perfect as they are. You grab a handful of M&Ms,
sure,
and a little swig of milk, and you got the best chocolate milk in the world. That's my position on M&Ms, and I'm sticking to it. All right. So, yesterday, about this time, we were all raving about the Northern Lights, and Parker was not aware that they were out there, but the whatever it's called, the geomagnetic storm continued into the overnight hours here. So I am sure that you got in your car and drove several miles beyond the Madison city limits so you could see this wonder of nature. Did you? I guess you did not. So,
I was afraid.
Again, look at all the, but you saw the great photos. And it's funny, I mentioned one of them that was sent to us on the text line. I said somebody named Chris sent this beautiful photo from Lake Superior on the text line. I found out later it was Chris Hambuck Boyle, our friend from the Wisconsin Public Education Network.
Oh,
but she didn't put her last name on there. So, Chris, thank you again for that. Alicia's now responding, they are Superior. They don't make my tummy hurt. So apparently if you add peanuts to your M&Ms, they don't make your tummy hurt.
I didn't know that M&Ms made my tummy hurt, but now I'm thinking about it, I think they might.
You know what? Everybody has something. They might be lactose intolerant. Might be garlic. Who knows? Whatever. You get older and it's like suddenly it's anything with tomatoes. If you have pizza or, you know, big old bowl of tomato soup or whatever. If you notice you have a tummy ache and you go, oh, yeah, that's right. I had such and such. One of those fun things about getting older that we got going on.
Oh, joy. I'm so excited, Pat.
So I somehow we got the M&Ms instead of the gumball machine that took pennies, and would love to know if have you ever like used a dollar coin for anything?
Not used. I know that. I think I have one or two of them, or maybe those are 50 cent pieces. I don't remember.
It's so funny because when you know, they were really starting to be circulated, oh gosh, when was that? Late 80s, maybe the 90s?
Sure.
And what ended up happening was everybody was hoarding them.
Thinking,
they're going to be valuable someday. Yeah, they're going to be worth a dollar because they are dollar coins.
There's if you wait long
some
enough.
Things I will never understand. I don't know how we're still the only country that hasn't embraced the metric system. We're the only country that hasn't figured out the dollar coin. We're the only country that hasn't figured out how to give health care to everybody since we all pay taxes anyway. We haven't figured out how we can live without, you know, five guns for every one American. We're very special here, but just not always for the best reasons, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes that happens.
Sometimes that happens.
Sometimes you're just a little messed up.
Yep. There's a lot of things that give me heartburn, and Alicia admits on YouTube, yes, now tomatoes give me heartburn too. All right, 855-75-CIVIC is the phone number here, 855-752-4842. You can use that number to call us or to send us a text message. Your thoughts on pennies or M&Ms or things that give you heartburn, or did you see Northern Lights last night as well? We got a couple of nice photos last night right before bedtime looking north over Lake Wasota. And perhaps you did as well. I believe things have kind of, I don't want to say fizzled out now, but that was quite the anomaly for how brilliant they were over these past couple of days. But if you have a photo you want to share, again, you can use the Civic Media app. You can text us. You can call us from the app. And you can also leave a voice note, a little audio clip for us. Coming up on the program, we're going to be talking to Sean O'Malley about your money and the markets at his new time. We're going to do that at 7:35. And we're going to start with a doozy because Donald Trump, who, again, got wealthy essentially by either persuading or conning, depending on your opinion and the situation, other people out of their money. Here's his great new idea. You've got a 15-year mortgage. You've got a 30-year mortgage. How about a 50-year mortgage? So if we spread it over 50 years, your monthly payments are going to be so much lower. You're going to save so much money. No, you're not. And Sean's done the math. And wait till you hear the math on how much more you'll have to pay if you take that short-term gain of a slightly lower monthly payment and spread it out over 50 more years. So that's coming up at 7:35. We'll have Joe Sopecki along as well to talk about the news of the day. A lot of it state-based, but also we've got that whole notion of the Epstein files and the latest disclosures about what Donald Trump may have known. And, of course, you've got the government shutdown that is now come to an end. The House of Representatives passed the bill last night. President Trump has signed it. So the whole government shutdown thing is unwinding and things are slowly getting back to normal. But a whole lot of damage was done, topped by your health insurance costs are going up. Whether you're on the Affordable Care Act marketplace or not, there's going to be that many more people without health insurance, and we're all going to have to pay for it. And here's the thing. After all these years, you'd think that Republicans have finally come up with something like, okay, we don't like the Affordable Care Act, but here's what we got instead. And Congressman Tom Tiffany was in Milwaukee yesterday, part of his running for governor, before he headed back to Washington to vote on that package. And a reporter from CBS 58 just straight up asked him, you know, when they have that separate standalone vote on whether to put back the enhanced tax credits that kept health insurance prices affordable, would he support it? And he just squirms answering this question. Give a listen. It's about a minute and a half or so. And he just comes out and says the quiet part out loud, that after all these years, they still have no plan.
Specifically on the question of expanding the subsidies that Democrats shut down the government over, if there's a vote on the floor to extend those tax credits, what's your vote?
We need to go back and review the ACA. I mean,
you've had 16
I don't
years.
Accept the premise of your question there, AJ, that we simply You're should dodging. Do one or the other. We can do better by saying, okay, this is not working. Let's sit down and get some alternatives for the American people that are going to work for them to give them affordable health insurance.
You've had time.
Because that's the failure at this point. And so much of this is driven by the government failure that has mandates in place that don't give people more choices. We're all individuals in terms of our health care needs. We should all have individual choices. We don't have that at this point as the ACA has unfolded.
Republicans have had 16 years to come up with something better. Why isn't there something in place to replace the ACA with then?
Yeah, that's a great question. Unfortunately, it has not been done. But no time like the present, right? I mean, that's what I'm going to do. Go back to Washington, D.C. now, once we get this continuing resolution passed, and let's put some good things in place. And as I said before, it's going to start with choice, competition, and transparency. And, I mean, President Trump, to a certain extent, had a good idea when he said, rather than giving these billions of dollars to health insurance companies, let's give it to the people of the United States. And, I mean, that should be some of the principles or where we work from is let's get something more affordable for the American people.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. There it is. He's just coming right out and saying it. Asked directly, you've had 16 years. Where's your plan? And he says, you know, basically, we haven't gotten around to it yet. That hasn't happened yet. But we have these things that we'd like to do, and we should just sit down and do them. I mean, it is the ultimate case of saying one thing and doing another. They've always been saying, oh, we're going to come up with an alternative. Put your cards on the table already. And they aren't there, and they're not going to be there because they love saying right now, oh, we don't want to give billions to health insurance companies. Yes, you actually do. That's what you've been doing for all these years. And by ending the government shutdown and taking away those premium supports, you're giving more money to health insurance companies, and you're saying it's a bad thing, but you're not actually doing anything to stop it because you don't want to stop it. You want the for-profit health insurance companies that make big campaign donations to continue screwing Americans rather than when we actually had choice and affordable care under the Affordable Care Act. So this will come up for a vote as part of this shutdown deal. And maybe this time, after the first couple of hundred votes didn't work, maybe this time you'll vote with Americans who want affordable health care. When we come back, we'll talk to Sherita Booker about some of the events you can attend this weekend. And one of our posts that's gone really viral for those of you who use the word bubbler. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, we're back. And for a good many of you, if I say, hey, what's the big event going on around Wisconsin this weekend? You're going to say deer season. you know, people are heading, you know, toward their tree stands or going to be driving through the woods or anything like that. There are other things to do, and not all of them are the, you know, so-called deer hunters' widows activities. There's just all kinds of community events as well, and we'll learn more from our social media manager, Sherita Booker. Sherita, good morning. Will you be in the woods on Saturday hunting the Wiley Whitetail?
Good morning. And no, I'm such a city girl. Like I
I just needed to check, you know. You know, right? I didn't know until we started talking earlier this year how much you love to fish, for example.
Yeah. So, I love fishing.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into some of the other events that folks could be doing this weekend. And they're all... two of them are on Saturday, and then the third one is Saturday and Sunday. So I don't have anything to give you to kick off things tonight, but that's okay. Let's start in Appleton and the Light the Night Market. What's that all about?
Yep, and that's the Light the Night Market Holiday Edition, and that's hitting the streets of downtown Appleton Saturday from 3 to 7. It all kicks off at Houdini Plaza with live music from the Brewster Street Brass Band, then watch an ice carving demonstration and check out the holiday projection show inside First 5 Fox Valley. There will also be a Mrs. Claus festive sing-along followed by music from Dave Ross. And throughout the evening, you can enjoy a train ride and wagon rides on Appleton Street, live reindeer with Santa's crew, letter writing to Santa, and a scavenger hunt with prizes from downtown businesses. There will also be street performers, food trucks, craft vendors, and a treat walk at dozens of local shops, from Cooper Rock Coffee to Legendary Cookies and Creamery. Everything's free and open to the public. And for more information, visit appletondowntown.org.
You know, I was going to say, I'd feel bad for the reindeer that'll be there. Like, oh yeah, once a year you want to see us, you know, we got to trot around like reindeer. But then I realized turkeys are in that same boat, but you know, the one day a year we want them.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't going back. You know, we're not eating the reindeer after their appearance. So yeah, go see the reindeer. That's just fine. And then we'll head down to the Milwaukee suburb of Germantown for another event going on this weekend.
Yep, and they're also kicking off the holiday season with an 80s-themed celebration at the Christmas Festival Parade and Christmas in the Park Saturday, November 15th, and it begins at 1:30 with the annual Christmas Festival Parade. After the parade, the celebration continues at Fireman's Park from 2 to 4:45 with Christmas in the Park, featuring free photos with Santa, stilt walkers, clowns, costume characters, and a book walk hosted by the Germantown Community Library. And you can warm up with free hot chocolate, coffee, and popcorn, or grab a snack from Blissful Bites Desserts, Robert's Frozen Custard, and Wisconsin Fried Cheese Curds. You can also enjoy live music at the Christmas Tree all afternoon leading up to the official Fireman's Park Christmas Tree lighting at 4:30. And if you want to get some cardio in before this event, there's also a 5K candy cane run or walk and the Kids Jingle Bell Dash taking place the morning of the event. So to register and for more information, visit germantownchamber.org.
And if you missed it off the top there, she said that there is a theme here. The theme is an 80s Christmas, and their poster has a DeLorean on it from Back to the Future, of course. And it says, get ready for a totally tubular time. And it's got the classic 80s graphics behind it. And it's just funny how you don't know something is going to be dated. You know, at the time, everything looks like it's going to be, well, this is it. This is modern. This is the current look. And then you look back at it after 20 years or more, and you go, ooh, that's very dated. And there's definitely, you can do that with the 80s now, for sure. For sure. For sure. You know? All right. One more event here. It's in Sturgeon Bay. That's what it is. Tell us more about what's happening there.
Yep, Door County is officially kicking off the holiday season with two weekends of festive fun during Christmas by the Bay and Sturgeon Bay, beginning this Saturday and Sunday with the full lineup of holiday events for the whole family. Saturday morning kicks off with the annual Christmas by the Bay Parade, and the 22nd Holiday Stop and Shop Craft and Vendor Show at Door County Gala will run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., where there'll be handmade gifts and holiday goodies. You can also stop by TAP's Indoor Winter Market from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for local art, food, crafts, and then head to Door County Maritime Museum between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for the Festival of Trees and a special visit from Santa. The afternoon will consist of Elsa and Olaf appearances along with live reindeer and a downtown trolley loop that runs from 12 to 3 p.m., which is perfect for sightseeing. And on Sunday, the fun continues at Stone Harbor Resort with breakfast with Santa from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Kids can share their holiday wishes, enjoy breakfast, and make festive crafts with Santa. For more information on that, visit sturgeonbay.net.
All right. Three great events for you to go check out here. And with the time we have left, we haven't talked about, you know, the social media manager part of your job for a while here. And we talk about sometimes popular posts. And you've got a repost that has just taken off. I mean, just crazy. How many views has this little clip got now?
1.1 million.
1.1 million. And so tell people what this little clip shows.
So it's a clip of an automotive shop, and they're working, and she's filming everybody asking, showing a picture of a, well, you can say bubbler, water fountain, or a drinking fountain. So she's asking them what they call it. And most of the people in the video said bubbler, and they're all from Wisconsin, except I think two people in the video.
And the two people not from Wisconsin are like, you know, they go, it's a drinking fountain. What are you, you know, what are you talking about? And
yes.
That's when you get into the people who have never called it a bubbler, have never heard it called a bubbler, and people from Wisconsin, especially eastern Wisconsin, can't believe anybody has never not heard of the term bubbler. You have.
Yeah.
You're in Milwaukee.
I call it a bubbler. And I remember when I went to Oklahoma when I was a kid, I asked somebody in a store where the bubbler was, and they looked at me like I was crazy. And I'm like, maybe they don't call that here.
No, they do not. I don't know where that came from, and I don't know its geographic footprint. But it is decidedly an Eastern Wisconsin thing, but it's just the word that you use here, you know, and not water fountain. A water fountain is what you throw coins in. A drinking fountain would be the alternative, but for you, it's a bubbler.
Yeah. And that post has like 8,000 comments. Like people are just going back and forth debating, like, no, it's a bubbler. It's a drinking fountain. No, it's crazy.
I love that they have a little fun with that. And boy, that has just really taken off. So take a look at that. See if you can get some of our other posts up to more than a million views, but have some fun with that one. Sherita Booker puts them all up. Search for Up North News WI on all of your favorite social media platforms. Sherita Booker, thank you so much. Have a great start to the weekend.
You too, Pat.
We will have today's history lesson right after this. You're up north.
It's time once again for today's history lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
It's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Over. You believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
It might be a little too early to get this mellow and romantical, but Rod Stewart's going to do it anyway from 1976. Rod Stewart's Tonight the Night. Tonight's the Night with some little French cooing at the end of the song from his then-girlfriend, model Britt Eklund. And unlike yesterday when we had Lionel Richie admitting that the African-sounding language was just gibberish, this is actually French at the end of it from Britt Eklund because, you know, she's from there. And it was the number one song this day in 1976 and would be the number one song for 8 weeks in a row. On this day in 1922, the U.S. Supreme Court, again, 1922, upholds mandatory vaccinations for public school students. In the case of Zucht v. King, the court unanimously held that public schools could exclude unvaccinated students from attending, even if there's not an ongoing outbreak, because, you know, viruses don't care if there's an outbreak. They're just there, ready to infect somebody else, and we're allowed to protect our children and one another. On this day in 1940, Walt Disney's animated musical film Fantasia was first released at the Broadway Theater in New York. I'm going to be really surprised if Parker has seen Fantasia, or maybe even heard of it before today.
I think I've seen not all of it, but a pretty good chunk of it.
Here's the thing with Fantasia. Okay, 1940. So animation, I mean, it wasn't brand new, but I mean, again, we're talking, what, 85 years ago.
Yeah.
And so the movie was thought of as this masterpiece of color because, again, everything was done by hand back then.
Yeah.
Painstakingly. And so to have so much color, so many things that were dancing and swirling and everything else was like this marvel. But I got to admit that years later, you call it up and you go, I appreciate the animator's work, but it's not like the plot doesn't really carry the movie is what I'm trying to say here.
Well, there's not much of a story to it, is there?
No.
I don't remember any story. I remember, I think, Mickey just like messing around and dancing Mickey, flowers.
As the sorcerer's apprentice, right. And that's all fine and good. Yeah, I'm just saying, you're not going to put it on and say, all right, kids, I'll be back in an hour. Watch this. They're not going to. They're going to wander away.
Yeah, I think I only watched it in music classes.
On this day in 1927, in New York City, the Holland Tunnel opened, linking New York City with New Jersey. And they've regretted it ever since.
Yeah.
Yep. On this day in 1956, the Supreme Court invalidated Alabama's laws that required segregated city buses, thus ending the Montgomery bus boycott. Okay. On this day in 1965, I just learned this yesterday.
Okay.
1965, on this day, 60 years ago, a ship sank. A passenger ship sank and led to a lot of deaths. It happened in the overnight hours on the SS Yarmouth Castle. And the captain and crew, as I'm reading through the whole thing, I mean, they bungled everything from trying to find out where the fire was to fighting the fire, failing to get on the PA and notify the passengers until the fire took out the electrical system and they couldn't tell them and it was too late. There were plenty of survivors, but there were also 90 deaths. Okay. But 4 years later, in 1969, the tragedy was put to song by a certain Canadian singer-songwriter.
Well, the ragged hoses in the racks, no pressure do they hold. The people down below will soon be dying.
It's Gordon Lightfoot in 1969 did a song about a ship going down. The man's got a type. The Edmund Fitzgerald was not the first time that he said, ooh, a ship went down and a bunch of people died. I can make some music off of this.
Does this guy write about anything else?
No, I don't know.
These are the only two Gordon Lightfoot songs I've ever heard. And they're both about shipwrecks.
There are other songs, but it's just hilarious that...
Were they about a dinghy crashing?
I don't know. And again, it's very haunting, and somebody had to write shipwreck songs, and it turns out that it was Gordon Lightfoot who did that.
You know, it's a good like vein of music. I am a fan of this song.
Yes. Luke Mathers on the text line says, do we know Gordon wasn't sinking these ships to enhance his music career? You know, some would say.
That's a good point.
He also says he would put down money that Parker is thinking of Fantasia 2000 and not the original from 1940. I don't remember that there was a Fantasia 2000. So
I didn't either. Let's
we're both showing our age on that one.
That's definitely.
Okay, happy birthday, happy anniversary of the birthday to the late Gary Marshall. The director was born this day in 1934, passed away in 2016. He created Happy Days in 1974. He directed films like Pretty Woman, Runaway Bride, Princess Diaries, Beaches. He was an actor. You saw him in all kinds of movies and TV shows. He was the sibling. His sister was actress Penny Marshall from Laverne and Shirley. And Gary Marshall was born this day in 1934. All right, the late Toy Caldwell, frontman for the Marshall Tucker Band, was born this day in 1947. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Toy Caldwell passed away in 1993. He was one of the original six members who formed the Marshall Tucker Band in 1972. They had that hit in 1973, and then in 1977, they had Heard It in a Love Song. Let's see, we got a lot of birthdays here. Whoopi Goldberg is 70 years old today. Jimmy Kimmel is 58, kind of a bittersweet birthday there after losing his friend. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is 68. On this day in 1982, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was dedicated in Washington, D.C., with the names of some 58,000 people killed and missing Americans from the Vietnam War. up to 1982 now, where the number one hit was from an Australian group.
Do you come from a land down under?
I guess I'd have to go back and look at the charts from 1982, but it says here that it was the number one song starting today in 1982 and stayed number one for 15 weeks until it was dethroned by Michael Jackson's Thriller. I just can't, I'm guessing the pickings were kind of slim for music in 1982. I mean, it was a perfectly fine song, but
yeah,
how to be number one for 15 weeks.
15 seems like a lot. Yeah, this is making me ask another question, though. Yeah. What day did Thriller come out? And was it not, like, the week of Halloween? Because, come on.
Well, release dates are a tricky thing because, you know, sometimes songs appear on a chart before they're actually released. I learned that doing this segment.
Oh.
Because they'll get traction by radio stations that get the copy first, but then they're not actually for sale until sometime later.
Sure.
So it's all marketing. So it's all, you'd think, kind of a lead-up to Halloween. And so obviously it must have been released somewhere close to Halloween because, like I said, it was dethroned by Michael Jackson 15 weeks after this
today.
Week. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, probably a big chunk of it too was the album was a really big seller around Christmas of 1982. So people were just starting to get the album. I'm not even sure that Thriller was really marketed as a Halloween song back then. It was just, you know, it was a spooky song. People love horror movies and monsters and all that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was naturally attached to Halloween as a marketing gimmick at first. But
interesting.
I could be wrong. We've already established that even though that's the year I graduated high school, I clearly need to brush up on my history of 1982. On this day in 1986, President Ronald Reagan confesses to weapon sales to Iran. Those were illegal at the time, boys and girls. The proceeds were used to fund a faction fighting a civil war in Nicaragua, also illegal at the time. On this day in 1987, Sonny and Cher performed together for the final time, singing I Got You, Babe, on Late Night with David Letterman. On this day in 1995 came the release of GoldenEye, the 17th James Bond film, but the first with Pierce Brosnan in the title role of Agent 007.
Found his weakness.
This title track was sung by Tina Turner, and I have no memory of it because it went nowhere on the charts. In fact, there was some kind of a dispute between the people doing the music and then the people doing the film score, and they were so mad at each other that this actually didn't make it into the movie.
Oh, really?
It was more like released in honor of the movie or something. Or it was on the soundtrack album, but it was nowhere in the film is what it was. Yeah. And let's see. On this day in 2010... it's another Taylor Swift milestone, boys and girls. Sets a record becoming the first female artist to place 11 songs on the Hot 100 chart at the same time. Everything now, meet me in the pouring rain. Kiss me on the sidewalk, take away the pain, 'cause I see. Again, that was 2010. Let's see, Tony's saying, I'll bet Parker knows that GoldenEye song well. He's a huge James Bond fan, you know.
I do feel like I know that song. Or maybe it's just because it feels so like James Bond that it...
Like, yeah. It could very well be. Alicia says Land Down Under will now be stuck in my head all day. Tony says Down Under is amazing.
I believe Luke Mathers texted in and said great tune during that song too.
He did, yeah. And Alicia says Sailors, she being in the Navy, have some tragic songs. The sea is a scary place. Yeah. Absolutely. We were talking earlier with Sherita Booker about bubblers and drink versus drinking fountains. Tony, well, actually, first, we got to give credit to Ronnie and Horicon, who sent us a clip from a Milwaukee Journal article from 2020. And it notes that the term bubbler may have been a marketing thing from the Kohler Company in Sheboygan. And the article references a 1914 bit of marketing about their brand new fountains that have a continuous bubbler, meaning a continuous flow of water, and bubbler apparently stuck. You do hear it in a couple of other places, including Australia, which led Tony to tell us, little known fact, in Australia, the bubblers drain backwards. I don't think that's the way that actually works, but
makes sense to me.
The toilet part, I've been to Australia and New Zealand. The toilet water spinning the other way is kind of weird, but
you know, wait, that's actually true.
It's a natural phenomenon. Well, yeah, because of it, you'd need a meteorologist to kind of explain all this. But anyway,
I didn't know that. I thought that was enough.
It doesn't really flow backwards that way. But anyway, a really good article about the places where you might also hear it in the state of Rhode Island for some reason.
Okay.
And again, I think that all could have been marketing. I still, to this day, we had for a time, we were selling merchandise through Up North News, and we had a great one with a bubbler on it. And then, you know, the alternate definitions as clearly a sign that you are from Wisconsin, if you're using that term. We got to bring that back. I like that bubbler t-shirt.
I'd wear it. I don't even say bubbler.
Once again, we're putting out the call for, merch. We need to do coffee mugs, t-shirts, signed autograph prints of Luke Mathers. We need the whole schmear.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Sean O'Malley talks about your money and the markets and that really neat idea of the president's for a 50-year mortgage. Wait till you hear how much that would actually cost you if anybody signed their name on that dotted line. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It's a Thursday morning, November 13th, 8 minutes now before 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at what's on the national day calendar today. Maybe a little entertainment news as well, but what are we celebrating today?
It is World Kindness Day today, Mr. Kreitlow.
World Kindness Day.
Yes, I think we had something along the same lines.
I feel like we did this, or is it Kindness Week?
It might have been Kindness Week.
Okay, so this is the kindest day of Kindness Week.
Yes, and after today, you can be a bully as much as you want.
Be just a pain in the arse. Yep. Yes, that is just fine. All right, World Kindness Day. What else we got?
You've also got Dream Destination Day. Pat, what is your dream destination?
Dream destination. My dream destination is the rocking chair I will be retiring to one of these days. Just to unplug. No, my dream destination is always some beach somewhere in the Caribbean. And I was telling Parker off air that, you know, when you've lived in the Caribbean and when Americans are down there and they say Caribbean, they jump all over them. It's not Caribbean. It's Caribbean. I never thought about it before, you know?
I've thought about it. When I'm talking about the movie Pirates of the Caribbean, I say that. Yes. When I'm talking about the region, I say Caribbean.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things like I think I say both coupon and coupon. I just don't know which one's going to fall out of my mouth. I think there are other words. Caribbean is another one of those, or Caribbean. But in terms of what was it? Dream destination?
Yeah.
Well, Tony and I are going to be sitting on the plane together because Tony just put up on YouTube New Zealand.
Ooh, I'm a fan. Yeah.
I've only been there once in 1999, a trip to New Zealand and Australia with Holiday Vacations back when I was working for Channel 13. And it just immediately, it soared to the top of the list of favorite places ever, New Zealand. Yeah. If you go to Australia, that's great. But if you go to Australia and you don't include a side trip to New Zealand, you're doing it wrong. You've got a beautiful, beautiful land, beautiful people. And it is like a sampler platter.
Sure.
It's got everything. It's got fjords. Yeah. It's got mountains. It's got volcanic activity. It's got a big dairy and sheep farming area. It's just, and you know, big cities. It's just a super cool country. So Tony, I'm glad you said that. One of my other favorite places with Holiday Vacations was a railroad trip through the Canadian Rockies.
Oh.
And Banff is the most gorgeous spot along there. That if we're talking about dream destinations, if I could float between those two, if I could be the ultimate snowbird and be in Banff in the summertime, and then when it's winter in Canada, go down to New Zealand and be there. Yeah. Let's see. Tony's asking if I've watched the documentary yet about Jacinda, the former prime minister. I have not yet and would like to see that because, again, she's very well regarded in many circles, not all. But anyway, enough of my dream destination. Parker, you, and then we'll ask the listeners as well.
I think Ireland would be my number one. My brother and his wife were just there over the summer for a couple of weeks, and I'm very jealous. I know my uncle also wants to get out there, so maybe someday him and I can get out there.
Cool. All right. Anybody else wants to weigh in, get in that comment section of Facebook and YouTube if you're watching us on social media. Otherwise, use your Civic Media app to call us or to text us. Just text us where you'd like to be, or put it into audio form and use the voice note feature on the Civic Media app as well on this National Dream Destination Day. All right, what do we have for entertainment news today?
A little bit of entertainment news here. Will Ferrell is taking a pause on filming his new golf comedy that's supposed to be coming out on Netflix. Apparently, he got a minor injury offset, which is preventing him from being able to shoot comfortably. So, no shooting right now for Ferrell. My question is if he got hurt being an old person or actually doing something.
Wow, shots fired. I mean, just because the guy's older, that doesn't mean it could have been it.
It might have been it, Pat.
It might have been it, but I mean, that's wild speculation going on.
It's a question. It's a legitimate question.
I think it's interesting that he's doing a golf movie, because here's a guy who, you know, in Anchorman, he took on something that, you know, few people have taken on and has made like the ultimate movie mocking news anchors.
Yeah.
He did Talladega Nights, with race car drivers. But Adam Sandler's already done like the quintessential golf movie.
That's true.
With Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
So either this script's got to be really good, or he is just piggybacking on the Happy Gilmore, you know, success. Or maybe he and Adam Sandler don't get along, and he's like, here, let me show you how it's done doing a golf movie. This intrigues me very much. What do you got here, a note about Toy Story? Because we got to get one very dark detail out of the way.
Oh, Toy Story 5. Yes, we're at 5 Toy Stories now. They just released a trailer, and it appears that screens, tablets are the enemy. It shows a little girl very excited about a tablet, and the real toys are shuddering in horror.
Oh, toys are worried about being replaced by screens. That's very contemporary.
Isn't it?
That's very with the times. Yes, totally get that. And I hope that it is better received than Toy Story 3. And I'm already making some people shudder. That incinerator scene.
Ah, yes.
Was the darkest thing. And I remember being in the theater with,
how old were your girls?
I don't remember. And I don't remember if it was kids or grandkids at this point, to be honest. I just remember like, what are you doing here? when does this end? And I mean, they couldn't have brought it closer to the characters being incinerated. And you know, people talk about it to this day, like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And how did it manage to stay in the movie? And I think that's why Toy Story 4's numbers weren't that good. And I think a lot of people were turned off by Toy Story 3. We've talked about this with all the Batman movies and others. Everybody feels like they got to get darker and edgier as time goes on. And you don't have to.
Well, when
you can still make it hit, you know.
When you do the same show a million times.
Toy Story 3 was great, but so emotional. It's my kid's favorite Toy Story. My wife and I are like, why?
Good question.
Totally get that. All right, let's pause for the news, and when we come back, we will be talking about those 50-year mortgages and whether those are a good idea to save a little bit of money. And also, we'll talk more about that data center that's being built in Beaver Dam. We know many more details how it belongs to Mark Zuckerberg. That's coming up. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.